Hiya, mate.
Hello, mate.
You all right?
Why were you so chilled then? Hello, Andy.
Hey, mate, you all right?
Should we do that again?
Yeah.
How many? We're 37 weeks into this. How have we not got this right yet?
How can we not say hello properly? Go on, Joe, do it again.
Yeah, but when I say hello a few enthusiastically, Andrew says, why did you have to say it so loud?
Do it again. Joe.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate. How you doing, mate?
Doing all right.
How are you? What you been up to?
Well, I've been dealing with algorithms.
Oh, I'm sorry, been dealing with what?
I've been dealing with algorithms and...
Okay, all right.
Have you got a new set of teeth?
Right, I'll start that again if
yeah,
you
go
don't
on.
Mind.
Put your teeth in, love.
I can't wait to see what you've been doing with these algorithms.
Have you been drinking?
No, I've not. I've been dealing with algorithms.
I've been algorithm.
Just shut up.
Algae what?
I've been dealing with algorithms. Shut up.
And
I've been dealing with algorithms and Amanda Holden imposters, haven't I, Andrew?
Oh, I see. Right, I see where you go with this. How have you been dealing with an algorithm, though?
Because, right, I said to you two, right, you know, every time we talk about something, yeah, I get adverts for it and then search results for it when I hadn't even searched for stuff. Why is it working like that?
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you a few links for some documentaries for you to watch.
Right.
To show you how it all works. It'll right. blow your mind.
Right. Because you did say that, don't you? You said it's all, like, crazy what people know before you even know.
Yeah, well, every time that you press, go to a web page.
Yeah.
Somebody somewhere is taking notice of that and selling that information to somebody else. And did you see in the news just recently about the air fryers?
No, go on.
Have you not heard about this one?
Exploded
so
or something.
If you have an air fryer
yeah.
and it has an app with it
yeah.
to control it, so right. if you want to turn it up, turn it off, switch it off, whatever it might well be.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're connecting that air fryer to the internet
yeah.
via your phone,
yeah.
any data that is on your phone will go to the makers of the air fryer.
Well,
why?
No, that's good marketing, isn't it, really?
Because in the terms and conditions and when you buy it, it's all written in there that all data that goes through your air fryer, i.e. through your phone,
yeah,
goes to them,
yeah,
and
yeah.
they can sell it.
Oh, you mean that type of stuff where they go, oh, do you agree to these terms and conditions? It's all in that and you don't read after
It's kind of when you buy it. It's in the box. Yeah. It's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the thing is years ago as well, because they're very naughty when it comes to marketing and, you know, tracking you, as yeah. it were. And I remember, I can't look at you, Jordan. You've got a massive mic in front of your face and I can't see you. There you go. I can see you now.
Yeah.
But the marketing is so dodgy. Now, do you remember text messages used to get something completely random?
Yeah.
And it would say to unsubscribe, click here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's £1 a session or something or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Now, I remember a few years ago looking through my phone bill and there was a load of little £1 and £2 here and there.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, it was these text messages I was getting and they're really sneaky because when you get them, you go, oh, that's just spam, and you delete.
Yeah.
But if you read them, it says, we're going to accept that you're subscribing to this unless you press unsubscribe. How sneaky is that?
Very.
Have you heard of that, Andrew?
Yeah, similar. The whole world is a bit sneaky,
so
though, now, isn't it?
Bad. So, yeah, so as regards your algorithms, mate, yeah, you got to be careful what you do.
So what did you press block? Is that basically what you did with the algorithm?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't understand why we're getting Amanda Holden imposters trying to join the group.
Because they'll search for something Amanda Holden related, and if they find a post from us, then they'll attach themselves to it.
What if one of them is actually Amanda Holden trying to join the group? You're going to go, you'll say, pick up!
I said this to you, didn't I, Andrew? I said, what if she's...
You wouldn't know!
I know.
Would you? You'd have to say to her, you'd have to say, look, you know, you'd have to give her a quiz to confirm it's her online. So what would you ask her to confirm it's her?
I don't know.
There's a question for you. So that's your algorithms anyway, which explains why I keep getting emails saying lonely women in my area want to meet up or something.
No, I think that's something entirely different, mate.
Is it?
Entirely different.
It's algorithms.
Yeah, you don't be blaming us for that.
No, thank you.
What I want to talk to you about...
Go on.
The flushing business. The phone calls and the flushing is getting out of hand, mate. We don't even have conversation now. I just get random messages of bugs flushing. Exactly that. For no reason. We need to stop it.
I must admit, today I was in a cafe, right? And I said...
recording the bug flushing.
And I said to Vicky, I said, I'm just going to have to go... I'm going to the toilet. And then I come out and I said, sorry, I was a bit long. I was trying to record the toilet flushing.
That's a sent Kevin message.
Yeah.
We need to stop it, mate. It's getting out of hand.
We don't. It's brilliant. That's the fancy new music for show and sell.
I like it. I like it a lot. So what have you got? What have you brought into class today, George? What is that?
Right, this.
It's a one-eyed teddy.
Right.
With this. a nappy on or something.
No. It's a teddy with scrubs on.
Oh, right, yeah.
And this teddy is 34 years old.
Wow.
Right? Oh. And
his name's Michael.
Right.
Michael Barrymore.
Controversial.
No, I was going to say, where's this one going now?
Did you find him in the pool?
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Don't ask.
So, hang on, how old are you?
34.
Oh, right, okay.
Same age as the teddy. Because, right...
Are you twins?
Well, we might be. Right. All these name bands are hospital bands.
Oh.
And they signify each trip that I've taken to hospital.
Go on, how many run there then?
I don't know, because there was more.
There's a fair few.
Yeah, most of them fell off.
Wow.
So every time when I was younger... I used to be dead scared of going down to the operating theatre.
Yeah.
So I used to take him down with me. So, yeah, he's just been with me all the way through my operations.
Right, and he couldn't fix his eye up while you were there?
No.
In those 40 visits?
No.
Obviously.
And who came up with that idea? I like that.
Idea.
Idea. Jesus Christ.
Keep up, John.
Yeah, I think my mum brought me when I was born, and it's just been sort of a comforter.
That's but, really sweet. That
yeah. So
do you keep it close still, or is it on sort of in the bottom of the cupboard nowadays?
No, it's just normally sits on the back, sits on the top of the unit now. It's on top of my old vinyl player.
Oh, I've got a similar thing if you don't mind me sharing. When I did a tour with. Ches Davis, Den's son, a few years ago.
Yeah,
we did 30 dates around Europe, and I took a teddy, my daughter's teddy. It's about that big, says, I love you. I've still got it in the van now.
Right.
And every town we visited, I took a picture of Teddy in that town.
Oh.
So Teddy was on stage in London or having a drink in the middle of the Temple Bar in Dublin, you know, and I got all these pictures. And we did a little a Facebook page, Ted on Tour.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. I love that as well.
Yeah. I'll send you the link, and there's some great pictures. Ted leathered in Hamburg.
Yeah.
But it got worse. Every village, every town we visited, I bought a teddy with the local dress on, you know, like what you buy. You know, like you in Scotland, you buy one with a kilt, don't you?
Yeah.
So Ted was multiplying. So every day there was an update, and when we were in Hamburg, Ted was hanging out with a sailor, so we had a little sailor teddy.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was Polish girls and whatever, you know. I'll send you the pictures anyway. Yeah. But that is really nice, mate.
Yeah.
That's a cute story.
Cheers. Hi,
Michael.
One, over to you.
Oh, my show and tell.
Yeah.
Hang on. Oh, it's it. Excuse me. Right, so my show and tell is actually a little bit Christmas related.
No. What, from you?
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, hang on. I'll pass it around so you can all have a look and have a look at it first. I'll give it to you, Andrew, if you want to have a look at that.
Thank you very much.
Just feast your eyes on that and just tell me your thoughts and describe what you see.
Show what you see.
Oh. Yeah, no, at first I was thinking it's King Kong climbing up the Empire State Building.
You got it out?
But no, I know what it is now.
Shall we give it to Jordan? Jordan? You got it? Jordan?
Ooh.
Do you want to describe it for the listeners? We'll stick a picture up online, can't we?
What's like there's someone falling off a building or something?
That is exactly that.
What is it?
Right.
Explain.
Right, to describe it while I hold it, this is like a calendar.
Yeah.
24 days lead up to Christmas, yeah? It's like the countdown. What did he call it when you open it and you get the chocolates out?
Advent calendar.
Yeah, it's an advent calendar. But that's Hans Gruber, and that's the Nakatomi Tower.
Hang on. Did you not put a picture of this on your social media a few days ago?
A while ago, yes, yeah. I did. So, to me, that's the best thing ever. Hans Gruber falling down the Nakatomi Tower, and you move it down by one slot every day. And when he eventually hits the floor and splats down there, it's Christmas Day!
Right. And so, you're both going to laugh at me for this, right? Hans Gruber, yeah? Do you know who I thought he was?
Mm.
Do you know Hans Zimmer? The composer.
Yeah, no, he wasn't him falling off the tower. Never mind that. Anyway, how good is that?
That is wicked, that.
I have to say, the show and tell items this week, loving them.
Yeah.
Loving them.
It made you laugh when you pick it out. So, the bottom line is, Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, you're right. Absolutely. Talking of Christmas, should we move on to a Christmas dilemma?
Of course we can.
Seeing as we're a few days away from Christmas. Yeah. Here it is then.
Go for it.
So it's Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole extended family is coming over tomorrow.
Oh,
Christmas dinner, everybody.
Oh, Jesus.
You've got a massive turkey.
No.
About to put it in the oven.
Yeah.
But you see that the dog has just had a little nibble on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do? Do you just carry on, put it in the oven and cook it and not tell anyone? Or cancel Christmas.
I'd just put the dog in the oven, mate. I wouldn't care. Have you met my family?
Oh, it'd be right.
It'll be right. Is it the 20-second rule? 10-second rule?
The 20-second... No, the 5-second rule.
Does that count with dogs, though?
Yeah. Dogs having a nibble. 5-second rule.
Yeah.
It's definitely...
Just sling it out, put it on... take it out, put it on table. No one will know it.
To be fair... Morally, it's probably pretty disgusting, but at the end of the day, if you stuck it in the oven and you cook it for 15 hours or whatever it is, you cook a chicken for. How long do you cook a chicken for?
I don't know.
A turkey, probably.
Turkey.
7 hours, isn't it? If you get a massive one.
So any dog's interaction with that turkey, I think you're good to go.
That's all good.
Yeah, what we say.
You tell anybody afterwards?
No.
No.
I would.
Would you?
Absolutely. Of course I would.
The dog's been playing with that turkey. You tell your mother-in-law.
Right, week before Christmas.
Yeah.
The joke off is back. Kevin winning 4-2 at the minute.
Yes.
Can we get it back to 4-3, Jordan?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Should we go for it?
Yeah. Here's
another joke of the week. Go on, Jordan.
Am I going first?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. See what? Dating, is like parking, right?
Oh, dear.
When all the good ones are taken, you just slip it in the disabled.
Holy Christ. We are really going for getting banned here, aren't we?
I'm not sure. You might need to record.
My God.
You might need to record another joke there, mate. Oh dear.
Kevin, mate, over to you.
Okay. Jordan.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a Lamborghini and a dead body?
I don't know.
I don't have a Lamborghini in my garage. Are you having that?
Do you know what? The standard for both has gone up there.
Gone down, I think. It's what you mean.
No, I think it has gone up a bit.
Drum roll.
It's going to have to be 4-3. Jordan.
Oh, man! Yes! No. I'm so disappointed.
Well, if we're back, we'll be back on Christmas Day.
Yep.
Oh, I'm not coming back. Stuff you.
Oh.
Not
see ya.
That result.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.